Well, hope you had a good day in the Lord today. If you want to turn to the book of Ephesians, I think that's where we'll be tonight. Book of Ephesians. We're going to finish up our study on the battle for the mind. This will be our last section that we'll look at. What we want to do is realize that we are in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle. There's evil all around, and we need to know how to protect ourselves using the resources that God gives us. Again, I'll tell you that a lot of the preaching and teaching that I do is simple truths that you've heard many, many times. But we'll look at it one more time. We want to look at this subject of to look out. When we think about our mind, God's strength is, we have to be reminded that God's strength is available for all of us tonight, at all times, throughout the history of your salvation. And we need that strength, do we not, to defend the devil and the demons and this spiritual warfare that we're in. And in order to do that, we have to gear up. We have to use God's armor to prepare us to defend ourselves by God's power that He gives us to defend against those attacks that Satan will give at us, and to go on the offensive sometimes against him through the power of God's Word. We have to discipline our thoughts tonight. We have to discipline our thoughts every day that the spiritual warfare that we're in includes the very thoughts of our mind. The very thoughts of our mind is where we need to guard, and we've got to keep it under control to the obedience of Christ. Amen. And Satan's always on the prowl to try to get at our minds, to deceive us, to try to make us to believe a lie or whatever the case. You see, before we accepted Christ, the devil blinded us to the truth. He did. He blinded us to the truth of the gospel. But when we accepted Christ and God's word pricked our heart, we immediately became the enemy, not of God, but of Satan. And he'll never stop trying to win us back over to that deceitful way. And the battle will continue for a lifelong process. It will continue until we see Jesus face to face. You know, our troops protect us every day, and they have equipment and they have armor, and they use that to protect themselves from the enemy. We need the same thing. They are provided with the up-to-date technology and the equipment and the weapons to give them an advantage over the enemy. They receive training on how to use it, how to deploy it. Christ, in His Word, gives us the same training, gives us the same armor that we require to win those spiritual battles with the devil and with evil. And our spiritual battles occur not on a battlefield like them soldiers do, but it's in our minds is where that spiritual battle occurs. Our lesson today is not about losing our memory as a result of some disease or sickness that happens so often in our society today. It's so hard to watch someone lose their memory but our mindset that we have in the day and age that we are and the way we were able to think, we need to know how to act. We've learned from the past lessons that we've looked at, two basic mindsets. One is thinking under the Spirit's leadership. The other is a worldly mindset. You can choose one or the other. We've studied how a mindset can be changed. God's in the changing business. He's out to change sinners into saints. Amen? And we studied last week how a Christian mindset can be developed in a believer. And we need to know how to overcome Satan's deceptions in this spiritual warfare that we face every day. You see, it's about a spiritual warfare. It's about a battle of the mind and the importance of being prepared to protect our minds against the assaults of Satan and his enemies or his demons. God has provided everything for us here that we need to defeat that. But we have to use it, because if we don't use it, it doesn't do us any good. Amen? Look at Ephesians chapter number 6. You know where we're going with this. Look at verse number 10. Listen to who our battle is against as we read these verses. Finally, Paul says, "My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." He says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Notice, he says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." It's not a physical warfare that we're in, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In the book of Ephesians, chapters 1 through 3, focus on God's plan of redemption through Christ. And then chapters 4 through 6, Paul lays out the practical Christian living in light of the truths in those first three chapters. We receive strength from the Lord through our union with Him. Paul wrote in verse 10 there, that he said, "Be strengthened, be strong in the Lord." We must depend on that strength each and every day. Amen? We must depend on His vast strength, the power of it, because we have no strength within ourselves to stand against the devil. No. Jesus' strength becomes evident as we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, to work in our decision-making, and to work through us. And we must continually make the choice to allow God to lead us. We need to let God lead our minds, our thinking. And only then can we rely on the strength that He's given us and the armor that He provides with us to fend off those attacks of the enemy. Satan is our enemy this day. The principalities of the world, look, do you see it? The rulers of the darkness. And the mind, he likes to play with the mind, and it's that strategic battleground that he uses, no matter what age you are. He wants our minds back. But we can't let our guard down. Not for a second. To succumb to that surprise attack. I mean, he pops up anywhere and everywhere around us. He wants to stunt our spiritual growth. He does. He wants to stunt our spiritual effectiveness. He does. He wants to harm our relationships with others. He does. But thankfully, we're not alone in this fight. We find it's God's power within us that's giving us the ability to fight the devil. We've got to make the choice to put on the strong armor of God, as it's proclaimed here. God's not going to force us to defend ourselves. And this is where the battle begins. Our enemy wants us to depend on ourselves. What can I do? What can I do in this situation? And lastly, we turn to God and find out what He wants to do. The enemy will tell you, you don't need all that stuff. You don't need to spend time in prayer. You don't need to read God's Word. You don't need to listen to the preacher. You don't need to listen to the truth of God's Word. He'll tell you that. You don't need that. You don't need to come. He'll tell you that. Our spiritual battles are different. Our spiritual battles are more intense than any physical battle. More is at stake for us. This fight is not against our fellow human beings. We will struggle spiritually against those invisible powers of darkness that are waging against us. Every child of God that God saves is going to go into a spiritual battle. And it's going to be in the mind. Satan will know how to accuse you. He will know how to threaten you. He'll know how to trick you. He'll know how to lie to you. He'll know how to terrorize you. But if we keep God's armor in the closet, it won't be able to help us there. No. We need to have it on. We've got to have God's armor on. Now, which one of these items feeds your mind? You think about it. Which one of these items will feed your mind most often throughout your days? Do you listen to the newspapers? Do you listen to the teachers? Do you listen to the magazines or the books or the internet or the television or the music or the radio? Or do you listen to the Bible? What do you feed your mind on? Look at verse 13. Notice Paul says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore," he says, "having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all," he says, "taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." He doesn't say stand up for yourself, but he says to take on God's armor to defend those attacks against the devil. The warfare we face is huge. God has provided for us. And people without Christ have chosen to be on their own. Paul detailed the pieces of armor that God provides to us here. The list is very specific. It covers the believer from his head all the way down to his toe. It's designed to protect. It's designed to provide. It's designed to give you a defense against the assaults of the enemy. It's God's armor we got to put on. And we got to remember that armor which is not put on doesn't do any good. If you're not going to use it, if you're going to put your Bible on the corner shelf every day and not look at it, it's not going to do any good. We've got to dress ourselves just like we put on our clothes every morning. We've got to dress ourselves with the armor of God that provides us. We must prepare ourselves for a spiritual battle by taking up the whole armor of God. The whole armor. Not just some, but all of it. Now let's look at the few pieces of battle gear that God has given us. He says, first of all, that we're to put on loins girt about with truth. Truth is certainly much better than error, is it not? The devil will try to twist the truth. The devil will try to make it sound good and really not be. Truth is the first strategy from the Lord. The enemy will use his lies, will use his distortions of truth as he assaults you. But we are to investigate it, we are to know it, and we are to embrace it, and we are to speak it. The truth of God's Word. What I say, what the preacher says, if it doesn't line up with the gospel, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, you should know if a man of God is preaching his Word that it lines up and it tells you exactly what it says right here. We should have our loins girt about with truth. He says we are to put on a breastplate of righteousness. How do you obtain that righteousness? Is it your righteousness? No. It's His righteousness that's been imputed into us when God saves us. We must do what is right and pure, and we are to put on the righteousness of Christ, not our own. Too many times we have our own righteousness in our way, and we need to let God's righteousness in front. Our defense is to repent from all unrighteousness, and we are to put on the qualities, and we are to put on the actions that result in living right in God's presence. He says we are to put on the right shoes. We even got the right shoes to put on. He says, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, designed to help us endure that long journey that you're on. You see, it's a journey that you're on. Some have been saved for many years, some small years, but in that journey that you're going to be on, it's going to be long. And you need your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We got to be ready when God provides us with opportunities, because along that journey, there's going to be opportunities to share the gospel. Opportunities to tell other people the good news of what He does in your life and what He can do in their life. Opportunities in that journey. And we've got to put on those shoes. Sometimes, too often, when we put our shoes on, we don't shod our shoes. We don't shod our feet with the gospel. Sometimes we leave it in the closet. We've got to learn to put it on. He says we are to take the shield of faith. God shields us with faith. Wow. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I like that word, hope. That strong and confident expectation that God's going to do what He says He's going to do. The evidence of things not seen. We can believe that God will do everything that He has promised. He promised it. And we can stand on it that He's going to do it. We can trust that no matter what is hurled against us, that He will guide us, that He will protect us, and that He will strengthen us. The shield of faith. Wow. It is a faith principle, is it not? He also says that we are to put on a helmet of salvation. I wonder what that's about. The mind. Satan would love to deal a spiritual death blow to your mind. Our salvation in Christ will always protect us. Amen. He has secured the final outcome. Amen. A helmet of salvation. Thank God today. I hope you've told God that you're thankful for your salvation. And if you haven't, today's a good day to start. Amen. Hey, He says we are to take the sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? We know for a fact that the sword of the Spirit is God's Word. God's Word. God speaks to us through His Word. He shows us through His Word. He instructs us through His Word. And as a soldier, we've got to keep our armor in excellent condition. If the page is, if you can't read the page, get you a new page so you can read it. We got to be thankful we have a whole copy of the Word of God. Amen. There are many out there today in this world that only have portions. They don't even have a whole copy. We must be thankful that we have a sword. Amen. We've got to read it. We've got to study it. We've got to memorize it. And doing so will allow us to defeat that enemy that attacks us every day. Question. Which piece of this armor do you need most in your life right now? We've got to discipline our thoughts. Turn with me, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Look at a portion of Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Listen in these verses to what the weapons of our warfare are not as these verses are read. Notice Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It says, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Notice, he says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. These verses, Paul responded to the critics who had attacked his integrity and his ministry. He explained how he had successfully fought the truth of the gospel. In this physical world we live, we cannot fight the spiritual battles with physical weapons. No, the warfare we wage is not fought the same way as a warfare fought in a fleshly way. No, not according to verse 3 there. It says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Our spiritual weapons, it says, are powerful through God. The center of the battle, though, remains in the mind. It remains in the mind. He's constantly going to try to influence your thinking. Satan will. He'll want to discourage you. He'll want to disrupt you. He'll want to defeat you in your thinking. Well, maybe, you know, things just aren't going my way, you know. Maybe there's just not a God up there. Maybe, you know, that's what he wants you to do. He wants to discourage you. Paul said that we are to take every thought, every imagination captive, treating each thought as a prisoner under our control and forcing each thought to come under the obedience of the Lord. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. Amen. Preachers preaching on these great things that we have. We're more than conquerors. To focus on those things that will please the Lord. Things that will help us grow in the grace and knowledge of Him. Things that will lead to spiritual maturity and not spiritual ineffectiveness. Hey, then we will be strong. Then we will be strong in resisting the devil. And he will flee from us. James chapter number 4 in verse 7. He says, But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. I'm in the wrong book. I'm looking at 2 Peter. Wow. That didn't sound right, did it? James chapter number 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's a big difference, isn't it? Hey, as we engage in this battle for the mind, we've got to be disciplined in controlling our thoughts. We cannot allow our thoughts to run wild. We can stay in control of our minds by remembering what God has promised to us. We can renew our minds to think about His plan for our lives. And we should be rehearsing the ultimate victory. The victory that He's already won in our minds. Thank God for that. Amen. Each and every Christian is involved in a spiritual warfare. Every one of us. Whether we know it or not, we are. We do. Sometimes many believers don't take the threats to their minds very seriously. Oh, it's a serious thing. They make no effort to defend themselves. Can I tell you that we can and we must take control of the thoughts and the strength of Christ? It's the only way that we can consistently defeat Satan. It's the only way that we can win that battle, the spiritual battle for our minds. Amen? Let me give you a little tidbit here. It says in Austria that there's a fascinating museum called the Provincial Arsenal. And this is a museum that dates from the 17th century, and it says it contains one of the largest collections of medieval weapons and armor in the world. Enough, in fact, they say, to equip 28,000 soldiers. Wow, that's a lot of armor. And it says, despite the impressive display of swords and spears and helmets and shields, this armor and weaponry will never be used. It will never be used. It's only meant to be seen and to be admired. But our armor, the armor that you have, the armor that God's given us, is not simply a decorative purpose. We do not wear it so that people will admire our virtues. We wear it because we're in a battle, a spiritual battle. We wear it to use it in battle. We are not mannequins in a museum to be viewed and to be admired and then just later forgotten. You see, the battle is real. War has been declared. Spiritual war. When God saved you, you became not God's enemy no more. Thank God, hallelujah. But the devil's enemy. And now he's on you, trying to deceive, trying to disrupt, trying to discourage. And he'll throw some things at you that make you go, wow, what have I done to deserve this? Huh? He'll make you think that is there a God out there? Is he really looking after and helping me in this situation? He'll make you try to think that. A spiritual battle, and I hope you put your armor on today, and I hope you put your armor on every day, and don't forget one piece of it, because we need it all, do we not? Let's stand.